Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker here, back on this wonderful June 1st. It's June 1st. How do you like that? First day of June. Thursday morning, a little dreary, little June gloom here in California, Glendale, California, just off the 5 freeway and the 134. Do something a little cross-platformational right now. I'm going to grab my other phone and do a little Instagram live experience. Stand by for that. Oh, baby. Wow, we are ready to roll now. Let's see if I can do this. Let's see about this. Whoa. Here we go, folks. Wherever you are, whatever platform you are on, we are live. We are live. That's right, folks. Here's the setup. If you are watching two platforms at once, very cool. It's very cool. It's very cool. What I get to do for you. Okay, let's take some calls. Why not? Let's just roll. Let's roll with the day. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, my Tim, little baby boy.
Hello, my baby boy. My little
How
baby
are
boy.
You today? I can't believe you answered on the first chance.
I'm jazzed. I was going to do a bunch of plugs, but I figure let's get this going. I'm trying some new stuff here. We got amazing technology right now, because I'm not only broadcasting onto Facebook, but as well as the Instagram Live. And there's actually a little bit of a competition going here, because in the Instagram obviously is the place to be, right? Facebook is old news. So I'm looking at my views right now on Instagram, 300 and climbing. On Facebook, we're only looking at 146, so there's actually more people looking at this live experience than on Facebook. Of course, this all ends up becoming a podcast that you can listen to later. So it's a lot of stuff going on right now. We'll continue to track these numbers. Until then, folks, I'm going to sign off this because there's one too many things going on. If you're watching this, just jump over to Facebook Live on my Facebook account, and you can continue to listen to the conversation and be a part of this wonderful show. If you're going to sign off for now, we'll see you Sunday night as Decker Unsealed returns to the air. Okay, end that. End live video. So how can I help you today?
Hey, just want to say hi, check in, see how you're doing, live through your life to live my life.
I'm doing pretty good.
Last time we talked about the ancestry DNA thing.
Yes.
And then have you heard, I don't know, I kind of like saw one little article pop up, but it's like there's some fine writing about how they do what they do with your DNA material.
Oh, what are they going to do with it? They're going to sell it to tech companies, tech billionaires?
Yeah, I mean, well, it seems like it would probably go that way. So I think there's some fine writing that says like they basically own your DNA in some form and they could do as they please in some way. I don't think that's completely true, but there's like some truth to that.
That's probably all right. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
you know,
so should I not be worried about that, Tim?
I wouldn't get. You can't worry about some of this stuff.
Yeah,
just let it go.
This is a weird sci-fi concept.
My daughter would sing, "Let it go, let it go,
let it go." Thank you so much, Frozen.
How do we? I mean, what are they going to do with my DNA, anyways? They make more of me. That seems like a net plus for everybody out there.
That's true.
It's true. All right, I'm going to keep rolling through a few calls. Thanks, cool. Jason, for checking in.
Thanks, brother.
I got my DNA. Let me tell you something. I've got my DNA all over this country. Do you hear me? I'm always blowing my nose.
All over this
country. Hello?
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Ooh.
Well, what do you want?
All right.
Bring it to me. Bring me something I can use. Give me something I can chew into.
It's been a while.
It's been a couple weeks, gang. We got a lot to get to. We got a lot to talk about. I'm here for you. But I don't want a bunch of bullshit today.
Okay, so my question is, I'm going to preface it. I live in a small town in Indiana. Just graduated high school. Well, I'm graduating on Friday.
Hey, congratulations, bud.
Thank you. So I live in a small town in Indiana. Every weekend I've been going to the city to take...
Town in Indiana. Go ahead.
I've been taking improv classes every Sunday. I've been taking the train up there. It takes about an hour. But my goal in life is to become like a comedian. I don't know. Do you have any tips for what I should do? I've been making videos on YouTube and stuff like that.
You just graduated from high school?
Yeah.
Are you about to?
Friday.
Well, this is the advice I give is don't rush into anything. Live your life a little bit. Make some relationships. Make some have some life experiences. Get a job. Live out in the world. Go to college if you can afford it. And don't try to rush into anything too serious. I mean, pursue it as something that you, if you enjoy doing for fun, you're creatively satisfied with the process. If you enjoy the improv classes, that makes you enjoy the expression. But don't have this urgency to get yourself a TV show or whatever. Just let it bubble naturally. Let your comic voice establish itself. And check back in with us in a few years and see if it's still something you want to pursue. Many changes ahead of you. Many changes ahead.
I'm seeing you in Chicago in July.
Let's get to that. Folks, we've got the Tim and Eric tour coming in July. I should get some... Yeah. Folks, the Tim and Eric tour is coming to your town this summer. We've got... We had the initial announcement a few months ago, and tickets flew off the shelf. So we went ahead and added some shows. So here are the cities where you can still see Tim and Eric. We've been Portland, Maine. There are still some tickets available. There's a second show in Boston. There's now a third show in New York. So there's tickets available for that. First two shows in New York sold out entirely. There's a second show in Washington, D.C. We've added a third show in Chicago.
Yeah.
Milwaukee tickets are still around. Dallas, there's some, there, you know, some of these places are enormous. So we've got a lot, some seats to fill there. In Denver as well. There's a second show in Portland. So for folks in Portland, that first show sold out totally. And then in L.A., there's a second show that we just added as well. So go to timanderic.com to check in on all available tickets for the Tim and Eric Experience. We are writing the show as we speak. We are working on it every day. We're guaranteeing a fantastic show that everyone's going to have a great time at. All right?
Are we going to see Grum?
I will not comment on specifics of the show.
All right. Good.
That's good talking to you. Good luck with your career. Good luck with graduation. Have fun at graduation.
Thank you. I just want to say you're one of my biggest influences in comedy. So,
who's your biggest?
My biggest? I don't know. It's hard to say. Like,
might
I
be me.
Yeah.
Might just be me. Might just want to just go with you're my biggest influence.
You're my biggest influence, Tim.
Yeah, baby. All right. Talk to you later. See, I am reaching for the stars today. Let's talk to, that's one plug we got out of the way, the Tim and Eric tour. Emmett?
Hello.
Hey, Emmett, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Good to be back here. Good to be back here talking to you guys. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Listen, we were, as it's no surprise, it's no secret, we were hard at work making a new batch of bedtime stories for you guys. So you kind of have to start looking at the math and wondering, well, when are you going to even be able to do this show when we're shooting? Because I'm talking 12, 13, 14 hours someday, every day of the week. And then, of course, on the weekend, I'm not going to be coming in here doing this kind of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So we're excited to be back, but I want to tell you, we got some great stuff in the can for bedtime stories, and we're putting that together for you now.
Good stuff.
How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question for you. I've seen, I'm sure you've seen it too, or heard about it. Your boy Tim, or your boy Eric, did a little show with Aziz Ansari on Netflix.
Big hit.
And yeah, big hit. Super well received. And, you know, I've been watching it. He still kind of puts in that Tim and Eric humor. How does it feel to see something so like critically acclaimed, mainstream wise, still have a little bit of your little spice, little spicy boy in there?
Well, I'm so happy for all the success. All the success.
So much success.
We love success, you know, with the world around us, the universe we've created, you see so much of it. You see, of course, Bob Odenkirk, not that we created Bob or anything, but good friend of ours, having so much success with Better Call Saul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So much going on out there. So much quality.
Quality. James Quall. He needs a big hit now.
I know. James is doing good. We actually just have a little update on James. James had some issues, some troubles, you guys, some of you know about. He is in a good place right now. He's got a nice apartment, I think, downtown, and he's doing well.
Sounds like a nice quality setup.
I'm Qual. Thanks, Emmett.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
Adios.
My Qual.
You're Qual, that's right. Oh, Thomas Ulmer. Thomas, my baby boy. Still sticking with the Pepe Trump icon through thick and thin.
Yeah, Bubba, I still take my stand. I still take it. I want you to know I was listening on Facebook. You're coming in crystal clear.
Oh, great. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, buddy.
So, Tom, how are your spirits? How are your spirits?
My spirits are really high. I'm always floating on cloud nine.
That's good.
I'm a little put off by this Kathy Griffin little thing. Pretty disrespectful, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, listen, that was I think that was a stupid move for sure. It was what a dumb move. But get over it. She apologized. She takes it. And wait a minute. What about the past 8 years? Where were you complaining about all these people calling for Obama to be hung up on a tree? Huh? What about all this shit about throwing the Jews, throwing us Jews in the ovens? Where were you defending everybody there, huh?
Well, I am.
Oh, Jewish. So it doesn't go both ways. I see.
No, it does go both ways. I wasn't bringing that up.
But you don't bring up the other shit, do you?
Well, I mean, that was the eight, like...
As long as it aligns with your philosophy, as long as it aligns with your ideology, Tom. Okay, I get it. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy.
What do you think about that orb, huh? What do you think about him canoodling with the Saudis over there? What do you think about all of this shit? It's got to be so hard and embarrassing to stick with this guy by now.
It's not embarrassing.
Oh, well, how do you...
I think it's really... What?
What do you... I mean, what level of denial are you at right now?
I'm not in denial. The Russian shit, nothing panned out. There's nothing panned out.
We don't know nothing yet. You haven't seen any evidence. You haven't seen any of the investigation.
It's been going on for 2 years, Tim.
2 years? What are you talking about?
This has been... It's only gotten into the mainstream media within probably the past year, but it's been going on before then. Before he was even elected, this shit's been going on.
What's been going on? The investigation?
The new stuff they're pushing, man.
The investigation? So let me ask you a question. Has the investigation concluded?
It's moot point. Nothing happened.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
I mean, I'm not...
You can't say you know it. But you can also use your brain. You can use your brain and deduction and reason and look at this. Look at all the smoke and the shit that and just look at the characters involved and look at everyone's intentions and the motives. And you can make some conclusions based on that. I think you got to swallow a lot of shit and you got to look in the opposite direction on a lot of stuff to think that there's nothing going on there.
Well, I think both sides need to swallow a lot of shit. And jizz, too. Man, fuck that.
Well, forget it. Forget the Russian shit. Just the general behavior has got to be disturbing to you if you're a reasonable person. The general behavior.
I'm reasonable.
And you don't find it disturbing.
Today.
Huh?
You're a little aggressive today.
Well, I'm happy to get one. I'm happy to get somebody on the phone that can attempt to justify any of this shit that we see every day. But I don't think you can do it.
Okay, fair enough.
You know?
Up next, I mean, it's too much shit to even talk about.
I know
you have so much. It's too much shit, man.
It's too much.
But it is. We'll talk next week. I'm glad you picked up on me, though.
I appreciate you, Thomas, but I tell you what, next week you got to start answering for some of this shit.
I answered the first time we talked about it, but this time, yeah.
You got nothing because it's starting to. The ground you're standing on is starting to crumble. I'm afraid.
I don't believe so.
Name one thing he's done so far that you feel has been positive, productive, in line with his promises, or in any way revelatory of his competence.
Tim, all I fucking want, and we're already beginning to see it, is the thing that he stands by is draining the swamp. I know that's really a generic statement that's been over.
There's no evidence of any draining of the swamp.
Yes, oh my Christ, there is. There is. It's taking time, man, but I guarantee you, I mean, it's already an open window. It's just a matter of people fucking getting some balls and going in there and firing these fucking people. On both sides, man. They're all fucked.
Okay.
We need to get them out of there and start over. You know it. And
with who? With this dimwit that seems to have some kind of brain disorder? Come on, man. You can't look at that guy and think that there's something right going on in his head.
I'll step over to your side for a second.
Thank you.
I believe Jeff Sessions should be fucking fired. He's a dummy. He's an old fucking man. I fucking hate that guy. I'm pro.
He's not going anywhere.
Marijuana. I smoke marijuana
Good.
A lot.
Good.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. But I want you to know, man. I'm pro that. I'm not, you know, pure racism or whatever
pure racism
right stands for. I put that fucking Pepe Frog up just to rattle your bones a little bit.
I know, baby. It don't get to me no more.
What?
Don't get to me. It's toothless.
Okay.
All right. See you, Tom.
See you, buddy.
Always love getting the other side of the equation. Come on in. Let's take Tom Harrod. I don't believe I've ever talked to a man named Tom Harrod before.
Always love getting the other side.
Hey, Tommy.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help you today?
Hey, Tim. It's really good to speak to you. I'm calling from London.
Yeah. All right. By the way, we're playing. I'm doing stand up in London in August. All right. And
I've got me ticket, mate. I've got me ticket.
I don't know if everyone knows about it. It's in August at the Soho Theatre. So you only have to go to their website and you'll get your ticket that way.
Are you going to do the whole thing with that accent?
If you like. If you not like it, I can stop. What do you prefer?
Well, I think it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I thought I might be on the phone to someone else for a minute there.
No, it's me. I promise you that. I can talk this way if you'd like. I don't know exactly where he's from, though.
What? He sounds like he's maybe got a bit of Australian in there, maybe.
Maybe. It's a bit of a combination, I suppose.
But
it's not Rock and Roll Gary, is it?
No, Rock and Roll Gary. Is that a character that has been retired, Rock and Roll Gary?
No, he's just on pause right now. I suppose he can come back at any moment.
Are you, Tim, I'm interested in knowing who, what comedy guys from England or London you might be hooking up with when you come to town.
Sexually, you mean sexually hooking up with?
Sexually.
I don't think I will be, mate.
You're going to see no one?
No. Cool. I don't know. I'm not up to speed on it, you know? I mean, I've got my two great British friends named Robert Popper and Peter Serafinowicz.
Yeah, they're the best.
And those are the greatest boys, and I've known them for so long. And their show, Look Around You, is one of the great shows of all time.
It is.
Now, I hope to see them and their families and all the rest. So that will be my first priority. Now, I was speaking to my friend who says, when you go over there, you will see that the comedy community will come around and you'll get to know them all and it'll be a great old time. So, is there anyone I should be looking out for, mate?
Is there anyone that you should be looking out for? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I always figured that you must be pals with old Peter Serafinowicz and Robert Popper.
Mm-hmm.
Do some certain, you know, stylistic similarities,
yes,
and whatnot.
That's
but
right.
You younger guys, there's a really good little sketch crew called Daphne who are pretty good.
All right. Well, listen, mate, we can go through all of this in person in London after the show.
There's too many, man. Too many.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, Tim Key. Yeah. Tim Key. Check him out.
Tim Key. Tim Key. Like a key to the door.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Take care. All right. Cheers. All right, back into the show here. I wanted to, let's see, well, of course, Decker is coming June 4th. How many people are excited about Decker coming back? If anyone call in who was at the Decker Con, we could talk about that. Rebecca. Well, hello.
Hello?
Hello, Rebecca.
Oh my God, you picked up on me?
What's up, girl?
Not much. So I guess my stream was behind because I was listening to you talking about Decker, but I wanted to actually ask you, when should I be expecting the new bedtime stories?
I don't have a date for you, but I believe it's in September. That seems to be the... What's with all these angry faces coming on the Facebook? Who's doing that? Who's putting that negativity out there?
I don't know, but you should kick them out if you figure out if
who's doing that?
I don't know.
Well, but the big news for this week is Sunday night. Will you be tuning in for the new season of Decker?
Oh, definitely.
Decker Unsealed is returning. Of course, last season was Unclassified. Now we are dealing with Unsealed. So,
can't wait for that.
We will be starting Decker Unsealed this Sunday. There will be six episodes. Pay attention now. Six episodes of Decker Unsealed The next week after the six run, there'll be another six episodes of a new saga in the Decker Files called Decker Mind Wipe.
Decker Mind Wipe?
So 12 episodes of Decker are coming your way. That's right, 12 episodes of Decker starting this Sunday at midnight. That's 11:59 Sunday, not Sunday night, midnight on Saturday night, actually. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So get ready, folks. I can't wait for you to see these. They were made with love and compassion. And yeah, we can talk about them all through the next month and a half. All right, Rebecca.
All right.
Have
well,
a great
thank
one.
Thank you, Tim. I'm looking
looking forward to you as well. Grum.
Hey.
Hello? Man name of Grum. Let's talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm a Trump supporter from Australia, and I'm here to tell you that you're a piece of shit for shutting down Sam Hyde's YouTube channel.
Okay. Thanks for checking in. Anything else you want to add? Hello? Oh, he hung up. He got me there. Wow. I'm going to have to take a break, folks, as I try to recover from that. Didn't want to talk. Would have been happy to talk to him. I have so many questions for him. Alex.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Well, pretty good.
Happy
to
be back.
Great to talk to you.
Happy to be back in the On Cinema community.
Oh, yeah. I was calling in about...
the office hours community. Pardon me.
Yeah. Well, I was calling in about the...
Go ahead.
The tour.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the inaugural show in Portland. I'm going to be attending that one.
Oh, great. We've never done Portland. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I've never been to Portland, Maine.
Oh, you'll love it.
And we're looking forward to it. We're going to have a day before the show. We're going to get in a day early, so we're going to be able to explore. Maybe you can give us some recommendations.
Well, if you want to come in even a few days earlier than that, there's a Randy Newman show in Lowell, Mass.
What?
That I got some tickets to.
Holy.
What do you say, me and you go hit it up?
Shit.
Randy Newman.
It's not going to work with my schedule.
Damn.
But I have seen him a few times. I've gotten to see him out here in L.A., and it's a great show. I'm so excited to get to see him.
Yeah, I got into him pretty much about a year ago, and you recommended him on
some,
like, YouTube video. And I've been just obsessed with, like, his whole discography. And I didn't think I'd get to see him live, but now he's coming to New England. So
it's a treat to see him. What can I help you with in terms of our show?
Well... I'm just looking forward to the tour, and I'm really pumped for the Portland show, so just wanted to call in and say that.
All right, well, there are some tickets left for the Portland show, so definitely get tell your friends or spread the word in the community. Get some maybe just put some flyers up for us down at the local coffee shop.
Yeah, and I know DJ Doug Pound was here a year ago, so he can give you some recommendations.
Oh, yeah, Doug. Oh, was he there? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw him. It was like 10 people there. But I think you'll get a better turnout.
Oh, yeah. 10 people. We're expecting more than 10 people at our show. Pretty sure. All right, talk to you later. Thanks for bringing all that energy to the show, to the broadcast today. You're one of a kind.
Absolutely, Tim.
All right, take care. Let's say Greg last. Greg last.
Hello.
Hello, Greg. How are you? How are you?
Good. Buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good.
What's going on?
Nothing, nothing. I have a question.
Go ahead. I'm listening, man.
Is this Tim?
Yeah. What do you think? I've got a screener here? Come on, man. This is the real dead. This is the real deal.
Oh, shit. Tim,
yes.
I got a question. Are we ever going to see this Gary Busey footage you guys got? When he passes away, that's when we'll see it?
I think that's the only responsible thing to do is to wait until he goes, bye-bye. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
I think that's
I have another quick question for you.
Go ahead.
What's your favorite horror movie?
My favorite horror movie? I'm not really a horror guy, but, you know, I mean, I guess The Shining. I don't know if that's a horror movie. It's probably not even a horror movie. It's the scary.
No, that's a horror movie.
But I don't really, you know. I mean, when I was a kid, I liked that Children of the Corn. That was always real scary. But then, you know, you watch this stuff later in life, and you're like, this is not no big deal. You see all the moves. You see all the tricks. But.
Wow.
Oh. Anyways,
can I ask you one more quick question, Tim?
Yeah.
Can you give me any new bands you've been into that I could check out? Any new music? I know you're a big music guy.
Yeah, I have some guys. Who are my guys now that I like? This guy Mike Quinn, I think. Let me see if I can find out if that's right. I always forget everyone's names. Hold on. This Grum guy's calling back. Should I talk to him?
Yeah, talk to Grum. Fuck me.
Okay. No, don't say that. That's not nice. I can't figure it out how to search for shit I've... new 2017 in my... I'm trying to try like using Spotify, but it's... I don't think I like it. It's kind of annoying.
I'm not a...
You're not a
streaming guy? Yeah, I'm not a Spotify guy myself.
Your mix, your albums, you'd think I would just have this. Steve Gunn. What did I say?
What is that?
Steve Gunn. Steve Gunn with two N's.
All right. I'm going to check it out.
Right.
Awesome.
All right, mate. Take care.
Thank you very much. Get Grum on here.
All right. Let's talk to Grum. Hello, Grum.
You said you had questions, so ask away.
Well, first of all, why you got to call me a piece of shit, mate? That's not nice.
Because I was enjoying world peace, and now it's no more.
Well, it's got nothing to do with me, mate. What part of Australia are you from?
Sydney.
Oh, that's a lovely spot. Why aren't you more happy? Why can't you be happier? You seem glum, mate.
It's 3 a.m.
Are you so tired? Why don't you get some sleep? It sounds like you're a man that hasn't gotten enough sleep. You sound disturbed. You've got the name Grum as your Skype and you're calling me a piece of shit. Where do you think Grum would be without me, mate? It wouldn't be. You wouldn't have him.
It was back when I had respect.
You have no respect for me then?
I get a little.
Well, let's show it then. Come on, mate. We can get together. We can forgive. We can learn from each other. I want peace, you know? I want you to feel that I've got your back because you're a fellow man who needs love and support. So what can I do?
The accent, Eric, and some respect points could be gained.
I am not Eric, all right? I am Tim. Can I speak?
Need the accent.
All right, fine, but I enjoy it. Can I have fun in my life?
So that's the thing with lefties. They're all about self-indulging. They don't care about the wider community.
I care about you. That's why I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, I'm waiting for the questions you said you had.
I asked you a question. Why do you call me a piece of shit?
I told you. You killed, you know, I believe you killed his show.
But you are wrong. But you have bad info. But you don't want
to. By making a post about it, which put pressure on Adult Swim to end it.
That's a lot of leaps you're taking there, pal. You just made a this. You know, you got such the conspiracies that you guys come up with. It's like all connected. But that's not how the real world works. That's not how it's a mess.
You're one of the biggest people in Adult Swim. You make a post talking shit about his show.
I didn't. You know what? Can I go? I just want to make this clear to you. The only thing that you're talking about is the post where I defended Brett Gelman. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay. So let's go through that because I've said it before, but I'll say it again because there seems to be more confusion. Now, Brett Gelman he said in an interview that he wasn't going to do, he doesn't want to work with Adult Swim anymore because of their primarily because of their issues with not finding shows for female creators. That was the primary response, his primary reaction from him. So he also said that, that
your thoughts in affirmative action.
Huh? You gonna let me finish?
Affirmative action.
You gonna?
I've heard this before. I've seen an interview where.
Okay. Well, then what's the confusion? I said I support my friend for his decision, but I am going to continue to make shows in Adult Swim. And as a production company, we're always looking to find places, you know, we're always looking to help out female creators, artists, to find a path for their shows. So that's what I said in the statement.
About the Trump stuff.
Excuse me?
I was just trying to start shit. I'd rather talk about the politics.
Okay, fine. Well, what? Give me your best defense of this nitwit that we have running the show right now.
I have to say that I don't like him as much as I did before he got elected.
Is that right? Well, how do you like that?
But?
It's driving me nuts. Because I don't like to gloat and say, you know, I told you this guy's a fucking dope.
Still better than Clinton.
Well, how do you know? Did you watch her interview?
Clinton would have just been another 4 years of Obama.
Ugh. Well, first of all, what do you care? You're in Australia. It's great down there. I was just down there. You guys got free health care. The food's great. The air's clean.
I won't be here for long.
What?
I'm trying to get a green card, so I won't be here for long.
What, to come to America? Is that where you want to go?
Yep.
Why? It's listen, man. You got it so good down there.
It's great for a holiday. You appreciate the beauty here, and then you realize you're bored because you're stuck in a nanny state without any freedom or opportunity.
What do you mean there's no freedom or opportunity? I've been down there a few times now.
Kicked out of the bars here at 1 in the morning because they're scared that some baby's going to get hit on the street. So you're forced out of the bar.
Say that again.
They kick you out of the bars at 1 a.m. because they don't want drunk people on the streets late at night.
Well, all right. You think what do you think? It's the Wild West here and everyone does whatever they want. We got laws here. We got rules. We got all kinds of restrictions about what you can and can't do. This is why you want to move to America so you can stay out another hour?
It's the mentality of the people here. America's got big and grand of everything. You've got more variety in goods and services. You've got people wanting to be entrepreneurs and achieve. Over here, people like communities. They like socialism. It's boring.
All right. Well, listen, it's boring here, too. I hate to tell you. Don't get too excited about coming here because, you know, we got all similar problems. We got great beauty here. We've got great opportunities. But listen, man, you're gonna be hurting.
I like baseball. I like guns. I like fried chicken. That's why I'm going.
You like baseball? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, baseball's great. This time of year, it's a little boring, you know. But guns, I don't know. What do you get out of guns? What's so good about guns? I shot a gun a few times. It didn't satisfy me in any kind of way. It wasn't interesting or exciting or creative or
just your personal taste and opinion.
Well, that's fine. I'm just asking you. What is the appeal?
It's like any sport. There's like a learning curve and a skill, and you feel like every time you do it, you're getting better, and it's like a good feeling.
But you would do it safely, right? You would use discretion and only shoot at targets and that were in a controlled, regulated environment.
Being watched by someone.
Huh?
Being watched by someone in a proper shooting range.
Right. That seems a little bit like a nanny state situation right there.
Well, I also believe in guns for hunting, which is more free than that.
Okay. All right. Well, there's no other way.
I think it's fucked up in states like New Jersey. You're not allowed to carry a gun with you unless you're taken to the range, right? But if you're going to commit a crime, you don't really care about breaking that law, do you? So you're going to take a gun out into the public. But since legally abiding citizens can't take their guns in public, how are they going to defend themselves from that?
Well, there's no, you know, they've looked at that, and your odds are not much better
Tell me how a gun-free zone is going to help you if the criminals are going to break the law anyway.
Well, because bad stuff happens, okay? Crimes are committed. People get hurt. Banks get robbed.
What's your ultimate solution to the gun problem, though? What would you like to see?
I think it should be it should be like getting a car. It should be like, you know, getting a driver's license. You should have to go through a process of screening and training. And
already,
huh?
That's the case already.
There's no training. You don't go through any training to get a license.
Yeah, you do. You have to go to a school. You have to watch video and you have to do a test.
No, there's workarounds for that. You don't know. You can go to a gun show and just buy a machine gun.
That's actually shown to be bullshit. You can't do that. No, that's
okay. Well, you know everything, and I don't know anything. But we don't have a gun problem here. We don't have mass shootings. Sounds good. All right. Good luck. When was the last mass shooting in Australia?
You have mass shootings in Brazil, and they have a fucking blanket ban on guns.
When was the last mass shooting in Australia? All right. 2012.
We had a guy with a shotgun go into a cafe and shoot two people. And
right.
Have an ISIS flag.
There was one of those. There's one.
We had the Monash University shooting in 2004.
Okay, that's jumping back 10 years.
We had a hostage situation in 2013. He was angry with his boss, so he held the boss hostage.
Okay.
I mean, Australia's an island. You can't really get illegal guns in here. You've got Mexico on your border, so if you have a ban here, it's going to be a lot more effective than if you have a ban in America.
That's a good point.
Look at all the countries in South America that have bans on guns, and look at the gun violence.
All right, well, what do you want? Everybody walking around with holsters ready to shoot? I saw this morning. I saw a guy behind two cars behind me on the freeway. Somebody cut him off. He slammed his brakes. I'm watching this in my rearview mirror. He gets out of the car and comes charging up to the car behind him this morning, right? Now, if everybody's sort of encouraged to be packing, there's a much better chance there that that's ending in some kind of fucking gunfight on the freeway. You know, I think generally our culture should be moving towards a place where there's just not people carrying guns around. And yeah, there's going to be idiots and psychos that do bad things, you know, but the idea that we should be encouraging everybody to go around with a you know, Glock on their ankle, that's just going to be a nightmare. Imagine going into a movie theater or a nightclub, and you're like, in the back of your head, you're like, God, everyone's fucking packing here. I'm just going to stay home.
That'll result in people being nicer to each other because they know
Wrong.
That person's got a gun. And if you treat them like shit.
Oh, so we're all going to walk around kind of like just smiling.
I've got a statistic for you.
Nice to see you in fear of somebody pulling a gun on me? What kind of life is that?
Your statistic? 90% of deaths by guns are caused by illegally possessed firearms. So no matter how much legislation you put, the majority
right.
of deaths
are still
going
to occur because
they're done by illegal guns.
Sure, because there's a big problem with guns being gun trafficking, and it's a big mess. It's a big problem. There's no question about it. There's lots of angles to the problem. I don't think I don't think the answer to the problem is arming everybody up. I wish you well. We got to keep the show moving. We can. The gun debate is as eternal as ever. It doesn't seem to be being solved. What's that? What's he doing about that, by the way? Nothing, right? He's not.
Yeah, he's shit with the guns.
Yeah.
I think
he's going to disappoint you in so many different ways.
He's got an immigration and is good on economic policy, and that's about it.
Economic policy. All the jobs are flowing back in. We've got the GM just announced 5,000.
If his tax cuts get through, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good for some.
That'll be good for everyone.
Yeah, because trickle-down works. It just works. It's proven time and time again to work. Thanks for the call. There's lots of evidence that it works. You're right.
I'm doing an economics major right now, not as an economics. I could explain it to you if you want.
Oh, theoretically, it's beautiful. It works great with on paper. It's been applied in the real world, and it causes massive problems.
You know your favorite countries in Scandinavia and Switzerland?
I don't have favorite countries.
Everyone there's prospering, and they've got lower taxes.
Hey, listen, man, I'm for tax reform. Believe me, I pay through the nose. So, but there's a responsible way to do it, and there's an irresponsible way to do it.
Well, it was nice talking to one of my childhood icons, but I'm gonna head to bed.
All right, Grum, what's your real name? Just first name is fine.
That's a secret.
I don't want to call you Grum.
My first name is way too unique. I'll be stalked hardcore.
Well, listen, I am extending a virtual hand, a virtual palm across the Pacific, and we are virtually shaking hands. How do you like that?
Oh, by the way, I saw your Sydney show. I thought that was great when you came out in your undies at the end.
Oh, thanks. Can I just, can you, will you accept my handshake across the pond?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, there we go. We are breaking through the ice. Thanks, friend. Get some sleep. Wake up. Tomorrow is a brighter day.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Oh, boy. Listen, I think it's all right to talk. Isn't it okay to talk? Ian? 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 Hello, Ian. Oh, Ian dropped. Well, maybe. Hello? Liam. Liam.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I, Decker?
Yes.
It's actually Liam, not Ian. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's all right. It doesn't matter to me.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wales in the United Kingdom.
Oh, I've never been to Wales.
Oh, you should come.
Is it cool?
You can have a spare room. I'll cook you a nice cooked breakfast. It'll be brilliant.
I'm going to give you guys a little treat, all you people watching right now. Since that was such a bummer of a call. It wasn't a bummer of a call. It was just a kind of maybe boring if you're not into the... Look at me. I've dressed up like Sergeant Pepper. Sergeant Pepper. Oh, there I am as Ringo. What do we think about this Sergeant Pepper reissue?
You look wonderful.
What do we think about this Sergeant Pepper reissue? Did you get it yet?
You look absolutely wonderful, Timothy.
Well, thank you. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you, yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking what you guys think of the Pepper reissue, the remix.
I haven't listened to it. I'm not a massive Beatles fan.
Oh, okay.
Got to be honest.
That's fair. How can
but
I help
Tim,
you today?
I've got a question.
Go ahead.
I've just started reading a book called The Disaster Artists about old Tommy Wiseau,
oh, yeah.
However you say it.
Fantastic.
And I was wondering if you had any fun stories about your time working with him.
We worked with him. He was on Awesome Show, of course. And then we met with him several times about trying to do his TV show, The Neighbors.
Yeah.
And it didn't go very far because he had made this demo. He had made sort of a demo for this show that was, way worse than The Room, like in terms of production quality and performance and writing. Everything across the board was like somebody who had not... I think it's out. You can actually see it, The Neighbors, if you look for it, Tommy Wiseau. And so we were like, we should produce this for you. We can make this show. And he was like, great. We can. I can access all the crew that you have and your talent. And we're like, well, the only way this is going to work is... If we don't have any involvement in the production of this, we need you to make this out on your own, so that we can. We don't want to mess with the formula, you know. So that, and he was like, "Well, I don't understand. Why don't we just get the best people?" You know, like, well, that doesn't create the ingredients for success for this particular project. So it kind of died there, and that was really it. But that's a fantastic book.
That's a dream.
And I thought Greg and the writer he wrote it with really did a good job, made it very readable, entertaining, heartbreaking.
Yeah, I started reading it this morning. I'm halfway through already. It's a page turner.
Great. All right, Liam. Well, maybe will you come down to London and see us in August?
I will try my best.
Okay. How far of a trip is it? There's still some tickets, yeah. We're doing like 2 weeks worth of shows, so plenty of...
I'm the very best, Timothy.
Well, how do you get from Wales to get a train, right? You got some kind of train?
I could take a train. It'd take a while, but it'd be worth it to see you and Mr. Turkington.
What would you do instead? You'd take a flight? You could fly down?
You still have to drive to Cardiff, which is like 3 hours, and then, you know...
Oh, okay.
I'll find a way, don't you worry.
All right, Liam. Ian? What is it?
Liam.
Liam, yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Nice to talk to somebody from Wales. I mean, when do you get to do that in life? Random water. Hello? Hello there.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This is Random from Washington State, Olympia.
Okay, I was just having some Olympia beer the other night. at DeckerCon.
Oh, yeah, real cheap, real cheap. Good stuff.
DeckerCon. Yeah, it's nice. I like a light, cold beer, you know? I don't need anything. I'm not like a pale ale, dark kind of beer drinker. But what? How can I help you today?
No, it's absolutely perfect, and it's like $4 a six-pack. I love it.
Well, what can I do for you today?
So I don't know if you're familiar with the Sasquatch Music Festival. I was just at it this weekend.
Yeah, have we done the Sasquatch?
Yeah. Well, I
played it last year.
Sorry?
I played it last year.
Oh, yeah. I missed that, and I was kind of bummed about it. I was watching Fred Armisen there do some stand-up. He basically like played drums and took questions.
Yeah.
He was in the dance tent, and I couldn't help but think it was a perfect place for a DKR concert.
Yeah?
I was wondering if you might consider bringing DKR there sometime.
Well, we did a little DKR set at DeckerCon a couple nights ago. And it was fun to kind of let that the world of the On Cinema world, live on the stage, and we had Axiom and Manuel there, and then Greg came out and gave a little lecture on movies, and we got into a little fight, and we had a Q&A, and it's very the audience was great because they were really in on all the little in jokes and stuff. So the DKR set, I mean, we just grabbed some EDM tracks off the free music library and just rocked that for about 10 minutes, and you know, it was fun.
I was actually playing DKR at our campsite, and I had some people come over and ask what it was. They really enjoyed it. It was the song on SoundCloud, the MTB 2.0.
Yeah. That's all that DKR has going right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it was a hit. It was a hit.
Oh, good.
We were blasting it on repeat, of course, for a few hours.
I'm like an empty bottle. Speaking of
that's all your voice sampled, right?
Yeah. I think, Doug Lusenhop put that together. DJ Doug Pound put that together for me. I said, Doug, give me the best, give me like the end all be all EDM remix of Empty Bottle. And he just delivered beyond belief. Speaking of, I've been talking about this, on this show for many months now, but we finally did it. We launched the On Cinema Patreon, which got off to a bit of a slow start, maybe, if you wish. There's people joining every day. We've got more and more people, but just to make it clear to everybody out there, you go to patreon.com/oncinema, and we've got lots of different ways for you to join, lots of different levels to become a member, and ultimately the goal here is to create a fund to produce a high production value live Oscar special for 2018. Last year we kind of got late notice. We were working with Adult Swim to try to get another special up, and it got to be where I've said this before, but we our ambitions for that live show keep growing, and we want it to be this big event. And it's an expensive show to put on, and no one, not to say that any of us are really getting paid for much of it, but the nuts and bolts of putting on a live 3-hour show and having it stream and having it all work with multiple cameras and sets, you know, that just sort of adds up. And Adult Swim, who has been so supportive, of course, of me and my career, looks at that and goes, well, that's just like, that's a lot of money to spend on something that ultimately becomes just a YouTube video. You know, it doesn't last long. It doesn't get millions of hits. So we took to our audience, who we believe is a wonderful audience and supportive, and Patreon seemed to be the way to go, because we're gonna sort of, we've got all this stuff to give away and merch and little special extra stuff, and it does feel like we've already kind of established this the On Cinema family as a thing that a lot of people out there feel a part of, because you know, the Facebook group On Cinema on Facebook is so fun to look at and watch, and how you guys interact with the show is important to the show, and that this makes it a little more official. And if you can spare a few bucks to throw our way, the more the merrier, because it'll all go to make this wonderful special. So if you haven't investigated joining, join now. We promise we'll make it worth your while. And that's all I'll say about that for now.
I'm going to support the Oscar special every way that I can.
There you go.
This last year's was a total disaster.
Total disaster, and we apologize for that. All right, I'm going to keep the calls flowing. Thanks for listening to that rant.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Random water. Let's talk to Spencer.
Hello.
Hello, Spencer.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's up? How can I help you today? I want to talk to somebody about this. I want to talk to somebody about this Pepper release, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is kind of just a little surreal. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. I pre-ordered my tickets for the tour for the Ace Theater in LA, so I can't wait to see you and Eric there.
Good.
That's good. That's going to be
We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun.
It's going to be great. Ain't no
change in the world. How can I help you? Somebody has the... hold on.
Can you hear me? Am I breaking?
You're good. I got to take another call, though. Tim, I have a question about my family. Hello. Please answer.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
You changed the name of your Skype name to Tim. I have a question about my family. Please answer.
I didn't mean to do that, but I just wanted to talk about the Pepper release.
Okay.
Yeah, just what do you think about it?
You know, I think it sounds great. I wonder if it sounds too good. Where I'm hearing every little sound. I'm hearing all the guitar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very crisp. It's very clear. I'm wondering if a little bit of the glue is gone, a little bit of that sort of wash that exists in the other versions. Here's my thing about that album in general, is it's not one of my favorite Beatles records. There's a lot of Paul on it. When you really listen to it, it's a big Paul record, which is fine. Yeah. I will go through the tracks with you right now and give you my quick reviews. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the title track, not one of my favorites. It's a little corny. It's a little like, it just seems, it's just a little like dad rocky, which, you know, I should normally, dad rock's not the right word. Little corny, the horns.
Yeah, I hated that one.
Not my favorite song. With a Little Help My Friends, Stone Cold, classic. Great track, great beautiful bass playing, great background vocals, great song. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Bad song.
Little silly, little stupid, right?
Yep.
Getting Better, great track. It's getting better all the time. I used to be mad at my school, right? I mean, great song. There's a great thing on this remix. There's a version, let me see if I can play it, that's like the first take, right?
Yeah.
And it's got this awesome electric piano going on. I'll play it. Yeah, you hear it? Well, you can't hear it, but the audience can. It's really neat. And it sounds like kind of like a... what am I thinking of? Like a little bad finger or something.
Bad fingers, yeah, like bad fingers, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it sounds like Queen. Sounds like yeah, you're like my best Queen, friend.
Kind of like AC/DC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
So that's cool. And Fixing a Hole's okay. I don't need to... Fixing a hole where the rain gets in. Don't know if I love that song.
I don't like it.
She's Leaving Home is beautiful. Just a beautifully sad song. Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, stupid. Annoying.
Oh, I agree. I hate that song.
Yeah. You know, it's very carnival-esque, of course, and just doesn't really, feels a little dated, a little silly.
Yeah, it's like a carnival or a circus.
Yeah. Which is that, which was what they were going for, but I don't want to be, I don't want to listen to that. I'll tell you what I've grown to love is Within You, Without You. That's cool. We were talking about the love that. It's cool. All right. Yeah. I know it's a dark horse song. It's a little bit of a, it's kind of neat. Cool sounds.
I don't like it, but if you like it, then I'm happy that you
get it. Yeah. I'm going to keep going here. When I'm 64, stupid.
Yeah, for sure.
Corny as all hell. I know John Lennon must have been like, oh my God, do we really?
He was on drugs.
I know. Get me out of here. Can I go home while you work on this stupid song? Can I just get out of here? Lovely Rita's stupid. Lovely Rita, meet a mate, may I be without. And then lovely, the worst part of the song is this. Lovely Rita, meet a mate, meet. Like, what are you fucking talking about? Don't sing that twice.
Yeah, that was the worst part of the song, yeah.
Good Morning is awesome, though. That's a killer track, I think. That's fucking heavy. I'll play that. Dun-dun. Look at that. That comes in fucking hard. That fucking comes in hard. Listen to the bass on it. It's so fucking good.
Not the best, but...
Right? That's fucking cool. Those guys were on it on that one. They're probably on speed or something. Then you got that reprise. Who gives a shit about that?
I don't care about it.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's One and Only Lonely Hearts Club Band. What are you fucking talking about? What are you talking about, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band? I don't know where you're coming from with that, man. I don't have any frame of reference, man. Okay? Listen, man. Who's Sergeant Pepper? Where is he? Is he Paul? I know Billy Shears is. That's Ringo. Then what about the other two dudes? Huh?
Whoa.
And then, of course, A Day in the Life. I got to give him the credit for that one. Beautiful song. I don't think you can deny that. What do you think?
I don't like that one, but what? I do like the rest.
You like what?
I do like the rest of the songs, but I don't like that one.
You don't like the rest of the songs? Well, that's it. That's the last song.
I don't like any of them.
Oh, really?
Yep. I just called to say that I don't like them.
So you don't like any of the... Do you like the Beatles at all?
I don't like the Beatles, nope.
Well, that's something you should have maybe revealed earlier in the show, earlier in the call.
I am sorry about it, but I am sorry, and yeah, I am sorry, actually.
All right, well, that's all right. What else can I do for you today?
I don't know. I just wanted to call in because just figured I saw it on my Facebook and I said, you know what? I'm going to call Tim today. But the thing about my family was I used to have a good question about my family, but I don't have it anymore.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, thanks for calling in and I wish you all the best.
Okay. Bye, Tim.
Bye. Slim? Sim. Sim Dorsey.
Oh, Tim.
Yes, how are you?
How's my is my audio really bad?
No, you see, coming in clear as a bell.
Well, that's excellent because my laptop is in a weird place. Wow, you picked up my call and I'm forever grateful. Thank you for that.
No worries, my bud. What can I help you with today?
Well, I guess I don't really have anything interesting, any topics that I want to like expound on, but I wanted to get the opportunity to say thank you for being you. You know,
thank you for being you.
Yep.
Travel exactly. Down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a friend and a confidant. All right, cool. What night of Chicago are you coming to? One or two? Or?
Oh, God, I don't know. One of my friends bought the tickets because they were running out and he pulled the trigger.
Okay.
So I don't remember which night, but.
All right, see you then. Jody.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Jody. One of my friends bought the Jody.
Nope. Hello.
Hi. Give me your analysis of my pepper analysis.
Oh.
Jody. Pardon? Are you there?
Yo.
Yep.
Give me your analysis of my pepper analysis. No? Nothing? Okay. Can you not hear me?
No.
Okay, Jody, I'll have to let you go while you figure out the technicals. How about Michael Arnold? Almost like Lenoy Arnold.
Hey, Timmy, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Are you related to Lenoy Arnold?
No, Mon, sorry. I'm not. I wish I was. Although I did come down and see you guys at DeckerCon a couple nights ago.
What'd you think? Did you have fun?
It was so much fun. I really appreciate you guys doing that kind of thing. Yeah, I had a blast. I do not appreciate your appraisal of Pepper, though. I don't know, man. I'm a big
You're a Pepperhead.
I'm a total Pepperhead. I was just especially lovely Rita. You gotta love that.
I don't. You don't gotta. You gotta be able to like. I just think there's an orthodoxy with the Beatles that sometimes gets it's worth re-looking. This is a good opportunity too with this release is to re-examine, fresh ears, say what is this? What's going on? I can appreciate the technical quality of that song and the other songs I'm not crazy about. I appreciate the ingenuity and innovation that went into those. I just think that some of them sound a little like not quite as enriching as I used to think they were. And I just don't have as much.
Would you say you're more into their earlier stuff in general?
Well, I think
psychedelic era is.
Yeah, the psychedelic era just gets a little overrated. That's right. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I love Rubber Soul, Revolver. I do love it all, and I'll listen to it until my dying day. But like,
are you an Abbey Road guy?
Yeah, I think Abbey Road. I was talking to my friend Tom Sharpling the other day, and he made a good point that Abbey Road sounds a little bit like they sound like a band that sounds like a 70s rock band. And I hear I Want You, She's So Heavy. It's like, oh, okay, you guys are listening to Santana. I get it. I get that you're like listening to
Cream
and all that stuff. So, but it's, you can't deny some of the wonderful music created on that album and all the rest.
Yes. Cool, man. I was also just curious. I picked up In Glendale recently. I thought it was really good.
Well, thanks for supporting the arts.
What?
Thanks for supporting the arts.
Oh, of course. I was curious if there was any story behind the Nicolas Cage song. Did you actually see Nicolas Cage?
No, so, it's one of those songs where I was just down in my garage strumming on my guitar and just singing, like I found like a little chord pattern I liked or a little melody thing and just started singing nonsense. And I think I just was hitting record and just captured like a little bit of the first half of that or something, and then went back and worked on it some more. But I think it was where I was working on the record, it was like songs about L.A. A lot of the songs were about living here, living, and observations I make. And there is, I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. I do have those experiences occasionally where you see people that you grew up looking, idolizing or famous people or whatever, and what that experience is like, when I was in college, I was out here for the summer and I remember being at the Ralph's in like Burbank or something. And it's a grocery store and, seeing Bob Hope, and it was like 9 o'clock at night. And he was just like, looked like a skeleton walking down the frozen food section. But it's weird at first and then you kind of just get used to it.
Yeah, man. Well, I feel the same thing seeing you at DeckerCon. So
thanks, man.
I kind of know what you're saying.
All right, take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Hey, Tiffany Webb.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from South Carolina.
Ooh, baby! On the coast there?
Yeah. So I did want to make a quick note about your comment on the Beatles. I feel funny about whenever they remaster old music like that. I think it strips it a little bit in a weird sort of way.
I agree.
It's a little, I don't know. It's kind of like watching I Love Lucy in 1080. It just, There's mm-hmm. too much you weren't supposed to see there, right?
Right, that's correct. And I was watching an interview with Jeff Emmerich, who was the engineer on that record, and he was very yeah. upset about it. He was like, it sounds like shit. It sounds like rubbish. You know, you're not supposed to hear them turn, like, you're not supposed to hear the pickups on the electric guitar. It's all supposed to kind of...
Yeah, you shouldn't hear the audio tech breathing.
Yeah. But it's neat to listen to just from like a forensic perspective, you know, like being able to really hear what's going on, how they're getting those sounds. But it's not the same experience as you know, when you first heard it, where it just kind of came at you as a wall of sound.
Right. To carry on that metaphor, you only do forensics on a dead body. So good.
Ah, interesting. Very well
congrats,
said.
You killed it.
Yeah.
I did actually have a question, though, for you.
Go ahead.
Because I know that a lot of your art and the things that you've made over the course of your career, it pushes boundaries and kind of it like, you know, some of it's meant to kind of make people feel like a little bit uncomfortable or, you know, mm-hmm. different things. Do you think that there's like a cap or a limit? And I'm kind of, I guess, referring to like the Kathy Griffin thing that just happened. And like a lot of people now are asking the question, is there a line and should you cross that line? And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Well, I do think that there's a line that you have to have in your own moral ethical code that you that you've developed over the years that you learn to check on. There's plenty of ideas that get thrown around here that get considered, that get talked about, and then we say, well, we don't want it to feel like that. We want you know, for example, something where it's like, oh, this guy comes in, he's really mad at his wife, and it feels like it's going to turn into this like domestic violence thing. Like, well, that's not going to be funny unless it turns in a way that makes it more, you know, that becomes silly or it becomes, you know, absurd. So there's always careful consideration about what is it we're trying to say and what is it we're doing, and ultimately we try to mostly be making something that's silly or absurd or ridiculous or gross in a way that's just scatological, which I don't find ever to be truly offensive, because everybody poops and everybody throws up. So like I never find that stuff to be like offensive in a way that I should be more conscious of. So, you know, and for example, I saw the first reaction to the Kathy Griffin thing, which I was like, first of all, like, fuck her before this, because I don't give a shit. Like, who cares about what she has to say? I've never found her funny or interesting. Seemed like just like a fame whore, that's the wrong word, but somebody that just gloms onto whatever, you know, pop culture or something. So it felt like, it felt like her just like grasping for relevance or or attention.
And it was shockwaves.
Yeah, and it was also way over the line. Clearly, it's like, you know, I could see, I guess, the conversation being that this is art and this is self-expression or whatever. But, you know, I did this. This happened to me a couple weeks ago where I was in New York. I was out with my friend, and we were getting we had a late night. I was out, you know, getting drunk, and you know, came back to my hotel room, and I was all drunk, and the news was on, and there was some story about Trump, and he was like, you know, just fired the FBI director or something like that, and I was just so frustrated with him, and I just said, you know, on Twitter, like, you know, nothing matters until this guy is, Trump is dangling from a bungee cord off the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, I wrote that, I know, and so here's the thing, though, and I swear to God, I'm always straight with you, I'll come out and admit this, but in my drunken head, I pictured Trump dangling like on a bungee cord, like an idiot, like a clown, you know, like if you've ever jumped off a bungee cord, it bounces up and down and you just look like a clown you would throw balls at the fair, you know, like a dunking clown kind of thing. That's what I was thinking. And I wrote it, and like 5 minutes later, somebody from, InfoWars, this guy, Joe Biggs, who I've dealt with before, and he's, you know, we disagree about stuff, but he can be kind of, you can talk to him at least, you know, you can talk.
Right.
He tweets it with a big thing like, look what this guy just said. And then I get this flood of people saying like, alerting the FBI, alerting the Secret Service, right? So I go, oh fuck, I just meant he was dangling. And I wrote back to him, I was like, it's not a rope, you know, it's a bungee cord. Mm-hmm. Like they bounce back and forth. Like it wouldn't be an effective way to, if you're insinuating that I want him killed, you know? So I said, but I get it. And then people were like, oh, and you picked the Golden Gate Bridge because it's the suicide bridge. And I was like, oh, I didn't even fucking think of that. I'm just thinking of like an iconic bridge, something that like represents America.
You're thinking
America.
Of someone dangling off of a rubber cord.
Like. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I realize it. And within a minute, I wrote back to him. I'm like, hey, geez, this wasn't my intention. If it is, I apologize and I'll delete it because who fucking cares? Like, I don't need this, you know? It was a stupid tweet. I don't need to stand by it. You know, like, I don't need to be like, this is my
right.
It's like, oh, if you're, I'm not suggesting anyone go string up the president and hang him over a bridge and, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I deleted it, but you know, by then it just was too late because everyone had screen capped it and taken it out of context and used it to prove that I was, you know, this dangerous guy. And, you know, of course nothing comes of it because they get bored and then Kathy Griffin comes out and does this so they can put their energy into that. But the same thing with her. She clearly fucked up, realized it was stupid. Apologized, took it down, but you know, that doesn't mean anything anymore. So, and there's no, like I said earlier in the show, it doesn't go both ways because, of course, you know, Ted Nugent can come out and talk about, and Donald Trump himself can come out and talk about, you know, that secret, you know, Hillary Clinton should, you know, in so many words, talk about, you know, we can use the Second Amendment to stop her and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's tricky. You got to just go with your gut mostly. Realize that a lot of your stuff is just going to get misinterpreted. It's going to get taken the wrong way. You know, the irony is like 2 weeks earlier, I put out a song, the Cook Chinese Chicken song, where I said, like, ain't it a shame he's too dumb for suicide? And mm-hmm. So that's a similar sentiment, I suppose. At least from that song to what I was posting, which I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't intending it to be any kind of death threat. But listen, I don't know if I would be interesting to see if like the general suggestion that a president would, you know, the idea that maybe a president might commit suicide doesn't seem like a death threat because that would be a decision he'd have to make.
Right. Right. Yeah, that is a good point there. But I'm really glad that you definitely like expounded your thoughts on that. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great weekend.
You know what? You too, Tim.
All right. Bye. All right. We're rounding things down. Svavar Gunnar. Svavar Gunnar.
Whoa. Hey.
Hey. What's up, dude?
Sorry about the echo.
That's all right. You're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah? Hey?
Yes.
Is this office hours?
Yes, it is, my love. What is going on with you, man?
Am I talking with Tim?
Yes, man. Yeah, of course. You're always talking to me. What can I do for you, bro?
You sound a little bit different in the call than on the video.
Oh, yeah, man. What's going on? I'm just doing a voice to make you feel more comfortable, so, okay?
Okay. I have a question for you.
What?
What
could it be?
What is your favorite produce?
Oh, produce. My favorite produce? I don't know, man. I mean, like, is it fruit or vegetable?
Fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I mean, I like them.
They're
all
pretty good.
As long as it's coming in fresh.
Something fresh?
Yeah, fresh fruit is like, nothing to beat. I like a good avocado, but perfectly fresh avocado is okay.
Okay.
Pineapple, a good strawberry, blueberry. These are the fruits I could eat.
Blueberries? Frozen?
These are the best fruits I could ever eat. Not frozen. You need to go fresh. Okay.
I think there's a certain freshness to frozen things.
You're being fresh now, Shabar.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have you ever had an Icelandic person call in before?
No, probably, but not to my knowledge. So, this way, you call and you'll be the first in my mind. Okay. Thank you, Spar. I must go and talk to somebody else. I cannot talk about fruit and produce anymore.
Bye-bye.
I cannot talk about produce anymore. Larry?
Yeah.
Hello, Larry.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Pretty good. And is this Tim?
Yes, of course.
Doesn't sound like Tim. It sounds like Russian guy.
I'm doing voices. I like doing voices. Doing different voices. So it is me, though. How can I help you?
I don't know, man. I just wanted to give you a shout out real quick.
Hey.
You know.
All right.
What?
I said, all right. Shout out.
Hell yeah, man. Well, I'm going to be at your Portland show here in Portland, Oregon, coming up here pretty soon.
Cool.
But anyway, I called you because did you hear about that stabbing recently here in Portland on the train?
Yeah, Matt, it was made national news, of course. Terrible.
Yeah, I actually live right by that train station where that happened. Oh, like, I can see it from my apartment.
Grim stuff.
Yeah.
And what do we think about
this
guy?
I'm just kind of calling.
What do we know about the guy that did it? He's one of these freaks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care too much about his political point of view. I mean, I'm more worried at this point about even, like, going and riding that fucking thing. Like, just the whole political climate we're in right now, you know, I don't want there to be some, like, follow-up.
Well, listen, man.
Attack on there.
There's not going to be. You can't live your life in fear. That's what they want you to be. They want you to be afraid. You got to go out there boldly into the day. You got to know that, listen, bad shit happens. It's rare as hell. There's not going to be, the likelihood of there being another similar kind of thing happening on that train is ridiculous. Come on, man.
Yeah,
you can't worry about everything. Listen, you get hit by lightning sooner than another thing like that happened to you. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't be stupid. Go looking for trouble, but don't just you got to live your life and got to get out there and something bad happens. Listen, you can get hit by a car tomorrow. You can get struck by lightning. There could be a meteor heading our way. We don't know. We can't go worrying about stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of how I've been thinking too. I'm glad I was able to get through to you. I know you deal with a lot of these alt-right bastards and shit like that.
I do, and listen, one thing I've learned, I think, and I hope I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're all amassing an army and they're outside my door right now. But I've been dealing with it for years. It flares up. It's like herpes. It comes and goes. I get a flare-up every once in a while, then it recedes, and everyone's on to something else. And I don't think anyone's... I think a lot of times it's a sport, or it's a game, or it's spur-of-the-moment kind of activity online. It doesn't amount... There's no evidence where it seems to really amount to anything that's entering into my real life. So I hope I'm right. If not, I'll see you in hell. All right, Larry.
Yeah, man.
Take care.
Good talking to you, man. Thank you.
You too. Be smart. Be safe. Will Allen.
Hey, Tim. What's up?
Ooh, not too much, man. I'm just getting back into the rhythms of office hours. I feel like it's been a good show. A lot of activity.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah. I sort of stopped having guests on just out of my own laziness of worry of trying to get people to come on. I'll try to get back into having some friends on the show. The good doctor Riley has been overseas for so long. He's been working on so many movies. He used to call in with his Asai updates. That's been sort of fallen off the map. But we're getting
We haven't heard him for a while.
We have a lot of fun on the show regardless. We don't need a bunch of special guests.
You can. I can be a special guest if you
want.
You are
just a regular caller. There's nothing special about you. You should know your place.
Well, it is my birthday, though.
Hey! Happy birthday. I'll put on a birthday song for you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah! It's always the same Office Hours playhouse. Playlist. This is your birthday song, Where Are You Tonight, from Infidels.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah. All right, what, how can I help you today? How old are you? What birthday is it?
I'm 32 today.
All right, baby.
So it's not a milestone.
No, it's a forgettable birthday if there ever was one.
Yeah, I'm just chilling, sitting at home doing nothing, as befitting of a 32 birthday.
Oh, you got no job? You got no work?
Yeah, I just took the day off because don't like to work on my birthday, you know.
All right.
But I did have a question for you. I wanted to ask you, how did you hook up with the Chapo Trap House guys? Did they just, like, get at you on Twitter, or how'd that come together?
I think through Vic. Vic had connected with them, and they asked Vic to contact me and put me in touch, so I was happy to talk to them. Nice guys. Fun show to listen to.
Yeah, it's cool. Do you ever listen to it? Or
yeah, I was listening to it last night as I couldn't sleep at 3 in the morning. Sometimes I go to sleep around 10, you know, the kids these days. They put the kids to bed, and then you kind of do your TV work and then go to sleep. And then I'll go to bed at 10, and then sometimes I'll wake up like 3:30 or something.
Hey, actually, like, I do the same thing.
Tossing and turning. So I put my wireless AirPods in, these beautiful new things from Apple. I love them so much. Wireless headset, and I put them in, and I put on a podcast. Last night I put on Chapo, listened to the David Cross episode.
And that was a funny one.
Yeah, good time. It just kind of feels like you're hanging out with those guys. Wish I could have called in.
Sure. Yeah, you have any plans to be on there again? It seems like you guys have a similar sensibility.
Yeah, I'll probably be on there soon.
All right, awesome. I'll look forward to it.
All righty then.
All right, Tim. Well, good to talk to you, man.
Bye.
Glad I got in.
Let's take old John Mooney.
Hello, Mooney. Hello, Tim.
Where are you calling from, John? Give me a perspective. Give me an overview.
I'm calling from your old city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly. We got tickets available at the Philly show. We're playing Merriam Theater, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and my friends are going
to
go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be down there. I can never really do a Philly accent, believe it or not, because even though I live there and I'm from that area, but I can't, it's such a specific thing, but you seem to got it.
Do I? Well, I can't really place it myself because it's how I speak.
Yeah. All right. Well, how can I help you?
Well, I saw that Instagram video this morning of you and your daughter. That was very cute.
I couldn't resist. I don't very often include her in my public life.
Right.
But I just was making that video, and I said, well, she's not – her face isn't in it. I mean, I've put out a few little things with her in it, but it was just a great little comedy short film, I thought. It was just a fun little short film.
Oh, yeah. It was
submitting
adorable.
It to Sundance.
Yeah, you should. But I kind of had a question, and I'm sorry if this was asked already, but I was wondering what you thought of the new Twin Peaks.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. What did you think? Oh, okay. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm blown away. It's
blown away.
Yeah, blown away. It's everything I hoped it would be.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, happy.
Now, what am I watching right now? I started watching the new House of Cards, which is whatever. I don't know. It's like
deal with the way they talk to the camera, and I can handle it in some things.
I might
things,
as well be watching the Bold and the Beautiful or something at this point. It's just a soap opera, man. I don't know. Is this our life now? We just go from one major television show to the next where we're like, oh, I got to catch up on this. It just starts to feel a little bit like a job.
Yeah. I've been watching Mad Men. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's a great show. And then we're watching The Americans. We're starting from the beginning of that. Better Call Saul. It's just exhausting.
You got a lot of your friends in some
that's right.
big shows right now.
I know.
Like Michael Cera, he's in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
I saw, what's his name? Brett Gilman? Is that his name? Yeah. And then in Better Call Saul, what's his name? Not Bob, but the guy who's on Cinema, I forget his name. He's great in that. He's a baseball card guy. I forget his name.
I don't remember either. Like I
well,
said, I haven't
I'll
seen
the
show. All right, thanks, Guy. Take care, John. Yeah. Drew Dodlin.
Tim?
Yes.
Hey, Tim.
My final call of the day. Unless it's a real short one, then we can take another call. But how can I help you tonight?
Hey, you sound like crap. I don't know why, if it's my fault or not, but I can understand you, I guess.
Okay, maybe it'll clear
up. I have two questions for you, if I could ask. Two.
Go ahead, two okay. Quickies.
Sometimes I see a movie and I think, gosh, I wonder if Tim would like this movie. It seems like he might, so I gotta ask you now. Have you seen and do you like Bad Lieutenant Port of Call New Orleans?
No, I didn't like that.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
It's hilarious.
I didn't know. Was it supposed to be?
Yes.
Was it? You sure?
Absolutely sure, yes.
Okay, I'll have to watch it again. I don't know. The Bad Lieutenant movies. The first one, too, always pissed me off.
This one had nothing to do with the first one.
I know. It seemed like it was... I can't remember. I feel like I had this feeling of like, okay, I know. You guys are going over the top. You're trying to make this feel like a save.
I don't know. I think if you watch it again and think about the advice from the stranger on the Skype call, then you might like it.
All right. What else? Second question.
My second question is... I don't know. This is a complicated thing, and I maybe you've talked about too much heavy shit. I haven't listened to this thing, but I'm getting very frustrated because all this stuff with the alt-right shit, and I know that you've gotten more involved with this than you probably want to, but I've been really frustrated because I hate it. I hate those people, and I think they're completely stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm on the same hand, I'm also really frustrated and terrified of people excitedly labeling people as that don't deserve it. And I feel like I'm the only person in the whole dang world who thinks both of those things, because it seems like everyone is on one side or the other. And I just wanted to know what you think about that.
Well, what's the... I understand the first half. Who are the people that are being falsely labeled, or what is that? I'm not sure I understand that side of it.
I can't even give you a list, because part of my whole point is that I don't know. I when I see people labeled this, a lot of times, my point is that the amount of evidence that people seem to need to label people as disgusting racist bigots seems to have gone down dramatically in the last few years.
Right. There's a quick jump to demonizing people for.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah. And I know that I'm not saying anything fucking revolutionary there, but
no,
it just seems like,
you know what, it's a little bizarre, I think, because I'm a little older. I'm 41. I grew up in a time where I felt like a lot of issues had been just settled. So yeah. Racism, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, these kind of issues felt like not that they were settled, but that there was a clear point of view there was a reasonable point of view on those subjects that didn't seem I don't know anybody that's interested in having that debate anymore, like about, you know, whether the Jews run the world or whether, you know, blacks deserve all equal rights, you know, there's these issues just feel like fucking dude, like fucking, I thought we were all on the same page on this stuff. What the fuck is going on? So so as soon as anyone starts questioning that, whether they're doing it just to be provocative or whether they're doing it because it's something they believe in, I can understand the reaction, the pushback to that being like, we're not having that debate. We're not debating whether Jews are the problem. You know what I mean?
Well, if someone came out and said, are Jews the problem, then that's not the type of person I'm talking about. I'm talking about, and I know I'm being unspecific, so it's tough, but.
Well,
I'm
there's people about, that kind of dance around that shit.
Yeah. And a lot of it is in comedy, which, you know.
I guess. I don't know.
Makes
it
more complicated.
I don't. I listen, I don't. To be being provocative, be provocative, be organized. If that's your only interesting, if that's the only thing that is interesting to you is to be provocative, to be for the sake of being provocative,
yeah,
it's the lamest, most basic base.
Yeah, it's what trolling is. It's like extremely
it's
boring.
What you do when you're 16 and you found that tool. And artists, comedians, professionals need to have more tools than that in their toolbox. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. And a lot of it's just noise. A lot of it is just attention seeking. And also, and a lot of it seems to be people interested in being part of some kind of community and having a set of, you know, iconography to associate with. Almost the way if you were, you know, a Phillies fan, you'd wear Phillies jerseys and hats and stuff. Because why? Because you are on the team? No, because you identify with them, and you have to do something. You know, you have to. You feel the sort of early man instinct to have a you know to have an association with some a larger group. So maybe that's part of it, but I don't love the idea of that this is a free open marketplace of any idea and that they should be treated equally about some things just because I don't want to be like, well, you know, we should listen to what Richard Spencer has to say. I don't want to listen to, I don't, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck off, fuck off.
I never hear – this conversation always gets so weird to me, though, because I never hear people on that side of things saying we don't want to be criticized. I just hear them saying that we don't want our actual ability to speak to be shut down.
We don't.
And the response to that a lot of times is, well, we get to criticize your speech, but it's like – it seems like a breakdown in communication or something.
Right. Yeah, I mean the idea of like what we're talking about, like whether or not Ann Coulter should speak at college.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about the like how those speeches are booked and what the intention of them are. You know, it goes both ways because – it might very well be within the free speech rights of the college kids to organize themselves in a way to prevent that from happening. So that might be an equal expression.
The question
of
there
speech,
is,
right?
The question
so,
there is, it, yeah, but is the act of shutting down speech an act of speech? That's the question. Which
that's a,
I mean, if,
then we get into a real. Yeah, I understand that could that can get into a downward spiral.
I
generally would probably err on the side of, yeah, I mean, let everyone speak if there's a forum for it, if there's people interested in hearing it. There's nothing preventing any of these people from going on a soapbox in the park, I guess. And if, I don't know, the college is a place where it's not just open. It's not like, you know, anyone can just get up and start talking. I mean, I guess they can. I don't know.
Yeah. But if there's an audience for it,
sure.
That's what makes me uncomfortable is no matter what the person's saying, whenever I see video of like 300 people in a room that came actively to watch somebody and then other people shut it down, it's like, well, how can you defend that? I mean, there are people who want to listen to this person talk.
Listen, you want my opinion on it is I agree with you. I think, in general, I think it's a slippery slope to have the strategy be to prohibit people from speaking. I don't think, but there is, you know, there are lines that can be crossed when it comes to free speech. And if you're inciting violence or inciting certain generalities towards race or religion, or you know, that has to be watched. It can't just be a free-for-all of free expression. So it's I don't tend to think it's an issue that tends to get attention on the news and around colleges, I guess. But I've had this debate before, but like the activities of what's going on campus at college can often seem very heavy and real and important to the kids in college. But when you get out, you know, I think when you're out there in the real world, as we say, it's not quite as prevalent an issue. But like I said, I'll agree with you that generally I would lean towards more free speech, less restriction of free speech, no matter what the speech is. Okay? Now we've went way over here, Drew, because of you.
I'm sorry. Shame on you. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you, Tim.
I love you, and thank you so much, everyone, for returning to the show that everyone listens to these days. It's the only show. We're talking about Office Hours. This is a guarantee. We'll be back next week for more stimulating conversation from the mind of Tim Heidecker. Thank you.